Hey fashionpreneurs, my name is Jess and welcome to the Fashionpreneur Diaries. Hey fashionpreneurs, welcome back for entry 20 of the Fashionpreneur Diaries. So today I'm excited. This episode is for my stylists, my service-based creatives. We're going to talk about pricing and packaging for my service-based folk out there. So we have talked so much about product-based businesses and sales funnels and all these different perspectives to creating revenue as a fashionpreneur. But today I want to get into how to price. A lot of stylists ask me, how do I charge? Do I charge a percentage? Do I charge per hour? Well, there are a lot of different ways that you can look at this concept and develop it for what works for you. But for me, I like to package things. That's what works for me, okay? If you want to charge per hour, that's cool. I like to know my revenue per client. I don't want to work per hour. I don't, all right? If I wanted to work per hour, I would stick with an hourly wage system. But if you want to work per package, I feel like you get a lot more done and you value your own time more. All right. And you are, of course, considering your time when pricing, but you're considering a few other things. All right. So let's get into pricing and packaging. All right, fashionpreneur. So if you are a designer or boutique owner, please listen to this so you can respect the stylists and understand their job. I think much too often we don't consider the other positions within fashionpreneurship. We don't consider that there are so many other creatives that must be paid, from videographers to photographers, to creative directors, to manufacturers. Like, we wanna kind of like undercut everybody, and we can't be that way. We have to value the other creatives involved, and stylists have a big job and a big responsibility. And I have a love-hate relationship with stylists because a lot of them will come in and attempt to pull inventory and clothing with the goal of your product being worn, but they can't guarantee what their customer is going to want. They can't guarantee what their client needs. They can't guarantee what their client's going to love when they try it on. So they have this job where they have a small budget. They sometimes come to designers and young designers like myself and say, hey, can we, you know, use this contemporary piece and then return it? Or can we just keep it? And as a designer, we're protecting our business. So the first thing that I ask when stylists come to me is, hey, can you guarantee the product's going to be worn? Does your client love it? Does she like it? Can you ask first? Can she post it? If she does not wear it for event number one, can you tell me what other events she has coming up? I ask qualifying questions. And I think much too often we don't ask enough questions as creatives. So don't be scared to ask stylists questions. Ask them about the position. And sometimes I had a stylist once tell me, I've never been asked, you know, certain things that you're asking. And I said, I understand. But, you know, for me to operate, that works for me. And I understand I'm not like most business owners. I'm not the easiest person to work with all the time because I have a lot of questions and I don't just say yes. I can't be that way. I have too much to lose. I know how much it took to get here. We're talking 14 years of development, and this is not easy. So I have to protect my baby that's 15 years old now, and I have to make sure that I'm doing everything in her best interest, right? A regular exposure is my child that is now a teenager, and I need it to continue to grow to build for generations, and I need to make sure that we're not making decisions that aren't powerful and leverage driven. So make sure that, stylist, you are respecting the designer, you're considering them, and you're being patient with them. And designers, respect the stylist. They can't guarantee but so much. They just can't. Nobody can guarantee anything. I always tell people when they ask to work with me within the Fashionpreneur Academy, they're like, oh, what can you guarantee me? I had two people ask me that. And I always tell them, I can't guarantee you anything. I can guarantee you're going to get exactly what I told you you're going to get within the curriculum. It's up to you to do the work. I don't know what you're going to do. I don't know your work ethic. I don't know how much you can take. This program is not for the weak. I don't know your strength level. I don't know your endurance. You're telling me that you're a prayerful person. I don't know what that looks like for you. I don't know. So all I can guarantee you is my part. That's all I can speak on. And we can't guarantee things. And stylists are not magicians. They can only work with what they have. So consider them and decide if you're going to build a relationship that you can contribute to, or if you're going to be the downfall. You don't want to be that. right? All right, so first thing, when it comes to packaging, guys, when I say packaging, I'm not talking about putting your products into a bag. No, I'm talking about packaging a service. So, stylists, I personally encourage my clients to package. So I like to have clientele that come in within a monthly retainer. That way I know my exact revenue per client. All right. So instead of saying, okay, I need to make $5,000 this month to achieve my goal, so I need to work 50 hours, I now think with the mindset of I need five clients that pay $1,000 so I can achieve the $5,000 goal, right? So think of what your goal salary is and do research. Do research. Be very clear about your quality of work. Be very clear about your resume and where it is being built at before you charge millions of dollars. Be very clear about what you can do. Don't rip people off. Please don't do it. And it happens to the best of us, but be very clear of what you're offering. Within the Fashionpreneur Academy, our programs are between 2K to 5K. I'm very clear about what's offered in the 5K program, and I'm very clear about what's offered in the 2K. Under that, we have home study courses that are only $127 to $597. I'm very clear about what you're going to get with that investment. And you have to be very clear within your packaging. So within our program, I package everything. I want you to do the same as a stylist. So if you have client Carla, that's what we're going to call her. Carla is a client. She wants to work with you. She wants you to style her for the BET Awards. Okay. So when considering that, I like to create a package. Now, a lot of entertainers, if you're looking to be a celebrity stylist, as they call it, whatever that means, humans are humans. But if you want to work with people in the entertainment industry, they're probably going to want outfits every now and then. I encourage you to put them on a monthly retainer. Here's how. Create a package that has certain inclusions to upsell them where they need you nonstop. I would create a system where I'm handling personal shopping for 4 to 8 hours. I might have a package where I'm offering to achieve 12 looks per month. I might have a package where those looks include shoes, accessories, and so forth. Like, look at what you want to offer and build value. So if you know you want to offer 12 outfits, discuss how that's going to include 8 hours per week of personal shopping in person as well as online. It's going to allow you to connect with small and indie brands that align with the client's brand. It allows you to get pieces first. You're going to have great, valuable relationships with designers so you can get products first. It also offers the opportunity for custom pieces to be made for your client. Build up the package where they are going to be alleviated and you will have clients forever. Everything needs to be relief driven when making packages. Create relief, okay? Create relief. Now, on top of that, you also want to save people money. Have a budget. So if your clients come to you and they say, my budget for new clothing is $1,000 a month, let them know, okay, great. Your budget's $1,000. I get a certain percentage off of the budget. So there are two different ways you can price within these packages. You can charge a percentage out of the budget. So for me, I like for my clients to receive 20 to 30% of the budget. So if your budget's $1,000, I want my client to walk away with 20 to 30% of that. Okay. Now, the contract might be for a whole month. However, the job could be done in a week. All right. So let's say you're securing a client for the BET Awards and you give yourself a month to find this one outfit for her, head to toe. You can knock that out in a couple hours, but you're giving yourself a month to give yourself time to find the best pieces. If you have to get a piece custom designed, find the best materials, you have to create the look for your client. You are the assistant creative director for that person's body type. It matters. You're responsible for the architecture of the garment. That is so valuable. You're responsible for the look that is going to mesmerize in the entertainment industry and go down in history. Like the J.Lo Versace dresses from the Grammys. I mean, you want to bring a perception of a generational memory. So that's a big job. But you have to consider how many hours it's going to take you. For me, it might take me about 8 hours to do that job. Consider that. So have a budget. You can set a percentage. I like for my clients to get 30% if they can, but if they're just starting out, 20 is good. I don't let them go anywhere under. Okay. So again, if my goal is $5,000 a month and you're getting 30% of a $1,000 budget, we need to continue to find enough clients that where that is achieved within a certain time frame. You also want to make sure you're multitasking and shopping for multiple clients at once. So it's all about relationships with styling. Build relationships with designers. You can get a lot of product for low cost or free for your customers. Long as you commit to returning the product, if they're not wearing it, you commit to a post of some sort, commit to something. It is going to help. It's going to help. If you can commit that your client can wear this product or at least take an image in it, take a photo in it, that's why it's very imperative that you communicate with your client and say, hey, we might get some product for promo that we can't necessarily achieve the look right away. I need you to still post it within 6 months. I need to be responsible for that. Have a planner in place where you're creating intentional goals. So if you tell a designer that Jane is going to wear her dress on the 14th, make it your responsibility that Jane takes that picture on the 14th. You are a creative assistant. Think of it in that mindset. You're going to help yourself so much. Now, another way you can package is simply have a flat rate. Say, okay, I'm going to include 8 hours of shopping for you. I'm going to finish the look. You're going to receive 5 looks this month, and you can do a monthly retainer service. This is great for a lot of influencers, public speakers, people that need content nonstop. They want to promote different brands. You could be that creative for them and charge a flat rate. Now, when it comes to creating the rate as a stylist, I encourage you, like I said, to do your research on the market, consider your time, consider the exclusivity of the product, consider the entire look that you're creating, consider the client's vision. Are you the client that's going to create such a vision that this person's brand just instantly skyrockets because of what you've done for their style? Style is very important. Oh my gosh, there are so many amazing stylists that have done so many great things. So I want you guys to consider that and study amazing stylists. I want you guys to watch this show that comes on Netflix called Styling Hollywood. It's about two amazing stylists. It is great. I love that show. And you will see how much goes into this. You will see how they are contracted months before events. Oh my gosh, it's such a great show. And you will see how much their personal life is affected by the job. It is a career shift. You will be working at midnight, 1 a.m., 3 a.m. If the look does not fit, you will see the quality control. You will see how much of this goes into you still being a designer, creating custom looks. Oh my gosh, they created this dress for Ava. Oh my God, it was like, it went down in history. I want you guys to see this show. And you will see what's required to be a stylist. And I want you to consider if that's really what you want to do. And I want you to see how important it is for stylists to have relationships with other stylists. You will see on the show that they pull so many pieces from other stylists and other showrooms here in LA. They don't rely just on their products. You will see how they get products sent for their customers and how many relationships they have. It is so valuable. And it is so imperative to the success of the business that you have relationships. So take time to build the relationship so that you can properly price. And what you want to do is set up retainers for your customers where they are paying monthly or they're paying in a full package. So for example, if I'm picking out 8 different looks in 1 month, then that retainer might be a little different. And you want to create an estimate. So when your client says, hey, I need 10 looks, create an estimate. Say, okay, well, the budget for those 10 looks, you said you want Louboutins, you said you want Dior. That's going to be about a $8,000 budget. I need 30%. You might have the new mom that says, hey, I want to redo my entire closet for $1,000. Okay, great. But it's 30%. Have a minimum budget that you work with. Do not set yourself up for failure and be out here working for $20. Don't do that. Have a minimum budget. So if it does not fall under this retainer, I cannot work with you. So I encourage you guys to either price with a percentage standpoint, 20 to 30%, or have a flat rate, keeping in mind the value add-ons. There are stylists that charge $5,000 a month. There are stylists that charge $500. Have a rate based on your work. And I want you guys to value your time. And how much does it cost you to shop locally? in stores? How much does it cost you to travel to create relationships with other designers? Add that in. But I do not encourage hourly wages. It's too hit or miss, and it forces the client to pay after the fact. So now you're fighting to receive the money. It should have been paid up front. Get the money up front, okay? You're guaranteeing a service, do the service. Complete it, agree to the terms, have a contract in place, which is so important, and you're good to go. So create packages. I encourage percentages or a flat monthly retainer. I like to do things within a monthly standpoint. You can do a 2-week standpoint. I still say a month for stylists, just because let's say it's a 1-day event. They contract you for 2 weeks prior to the event. You might still need 2 weeks after to retrieve that product and get it back to the designer. You might still need a couple weeks after to make alterations to get it back in its original form before it gets to the designer. You have no clue what can happen. So give yourself cushion. Don't do these 2-week contracts. Try to give yourself a month for worst case. That is guaranteeing that you're going to commit to getting the job done. So imperative. All right. Now, another thing I want you guys to consider is have a funnel in place, because it's very, very, very important that you are accessible. Don't be the stylist where we have to talk to the assistant before we get to you. Set up calls and schedule calls with your clients. Follow up with them. When people say they want your styling services, follow up. Also, stylists, there are agencies out there that will hire you, and you can work as a stylist for multiple agencies. You can work and create looks, start as a visual merchandiser, do the holiday windows at your showrooms, practice selling, learn design, learn aesthetic. Styling is very, very equivalent to designing. You are a designer. You have an eye for creating. So I want you guys to have a funnel in place. And one other thing I wanted to mention, guys, don't put your pricing online as a stylist. Don't have 12 different options on your website and say $250 an hour, $150 an hour. Just have that first step of booking a call with you. Just have that first initial step of requesting a service deck from you. Have that one step and we'll talk about the rest later. You don't want to put too much online. You guys will never see too much online for any of my businesses. The Fashion Printer Agency, which is my factory concierge service and marketing firm, it's just a 1-page site. The Academy is like a 3-page site. We'll explain everything once you get past the first step. Guys, your competitors watch your sites more than your customers. Don't put that stuff online. Also, you have not achieve the sale yet for you to put your pricing out there. So if you tell me it's $1,000 for this package and I just have to read it and check the box off, I'm not paying that. I haven't built trust with you. 80% of sales are closed over the phone on the 5th follow-up. So if you put everything out there before we even talk, you haven't done anything to achieve the goal. You want to be personable. You want to build the relationship, understand what your clientele wants, get to know your client before you sit here and request $1,000 online through a link. And I don't understand. I have so many questions. Right? Make sure the funnel makes sense. For me at the Fashionpreneur Academy, I have a free webinar and I tell people about my services at the end. It makes sense for me. There's only so many calls I can do with the amount of success that we have as far as clients. I can't talk on the phone every day, all day, but I do have a discovery call option, but that call is not free. My time is valuable. It's $97 for that call. It's $97 for me to put aside 35 minutes to discuss what I've already discussed in the masterclass. It's already there for you. It's different. It's a curriculum. But if I'm a stylist and I'm rendering a service and I'm agreeing to a private experience with you, kind of different. Kind of different. Also, when my clients move into our program now, I give them a call personally within the first 48 hours. And I ask them what are their goals. I want you to feel comfortable and know I'm here to guide you. I want to remind you of everything you have questions about, right? Build the rapport, schedule calls with your customers, be a customer service expert. Stylists get a bad rep because there's no customer service involved. Be a support expert, all right? Or the liaison. All right, guys, so I just wanted to cover those few things. I want you guys to consider the percentage as a stylist or a flat rate package. Consider your starting rate. I can't give you an exact rate to start at. That would be a disservice based off of your work ethic, the quality, the exclusivity of the product, you have to consider that. That's something we talk about in the Fashionpreneur Academy as well. And if you guys want to book a discovery call with me to talk about your goals as a designer, stylist, boutique owner, visit thefashionpreneuracademy.com, click join the 90-day intensive, and you'll see the link to book a discovery call with me. You are welcome to do that. I'm happy to hop on a call with you and talk about your goals privately. Alrighty, guys, well, that wraps another entry of the Fashionpreneur Diaries. I hope you all enjoyed, and I will talk to you soon.